there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. You know, we got a lot of people to talk to today. It's going to be a lot of phone interviews today, or just checking in with a lot of people around the world that we know that we haven't talked to lately.
I love when we do that. Yeah.
Why? Because that makes you work more? Because you got to get on the phone or what?
No, I love when we do phony interviews. When I pretend to be the woman from England.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
Who were? Roz.
Roz. Yeah, Roz. Yeah,
actually, Roz wasn't on the list, but we could call her if you would like.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
She got a lot of stuff going on. She wants to be on the air with us sometime.
Yeah, she always does.
Sneak it in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, feel free to give her a call. Or if she's listening, she can shout out to us at 888-88-SCUBA, as well as you. If you're listening, you want to chime in, you got a question about diving, anything related to diving loosely.
Tiffany. I'm just practicing the phony call that's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, Mermaid Tiffany. Hi.
She doesn't sound anything like that, thank God.
A little bit.
Yeah, actually, Tiffany's, she's in Texas. Mermaid Tiffany, we're going to check in with her.
Oh, my mermaids live in Texas.
Maybe. She has a big blonde hair thing going on, so she feels right at home there in the big state of Texas. But just a little quick mermaid news, or just, you know, if you've seen this story that's been circulating through the web, a mermaid was injured this week. And I got several emails from people who were asking, hey, was it one of the Scuba Radio mermaids? Because it was a Weekiwachi mermaid, which is where our pod of mermaids initially grew from. There was Nikki, Denise, Abby, and a few other folks out there.
Our mermaids have always said Weekiwachi is a good place to be from.
Yes. Population 12. But it was not one of our girls, thank goodness. And we wish Samantha, Mermaid Samantha, Weekiwachi, best wishes.
Was a boater just up in the boil or something, or what was going on?
Well, evidently they were out, her and a couple of the other girls were out on a pontoon boat, and something happened. She jumped off or something, or fell off and fell into the prop and got chopped up pretty good.
Ugh.
Yeah, so she got hurt pretty well or pretty badly, and it's been all over the news. But it's not one of our girls, but we wish Samantha the best over there at Weekiwachi. Nikki, Denise, and the gang over there from that initially started at Weekiwachi are okay, from what I've been told.
And Nikki, by the way, prefers to be called Mama now.
True.
Hey, Mama.
Yes. Yeah, our mermaids have been spawning. It is that time of year. Who knows? It could happen again this weekend because there's a coral spawn. I don't know if mermaids, you know, that may be why Tiffany is in Texas. How do you know?
She wants to avoid it.
I'm not so sure.
No?
Yeah. Corpus Christi, that's where they're, you know, she could be looking to
spawn.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to find out what that's all about. But yeah, there's a coral spawn possibly happening this weekend that we're going to get some reports from folks down in the Keys that are on the lookout, because there's no guarantees when this actually starts, this process of when the coral spawn and create a quite, a unique spectacle for night dives in particular. It's kind of wild even during the day. You know, you get these smokers underwater. And, I've been there. I've seen during the day. I've never been on a coral spawn night dive. And that's when it really looks wild, because with the lights and everything, and you see these little, you know, coral sperm or whatever you want to call it, flying all over the place. It's
please don't call them that.
I don't know. What are they then? Coral spawn, right?
Yeah, I suppose coral is an animal. It's considered an animal.
Yeah. So they, you know, like, you know, you'll have these things just like snow. It looks like snow underwater.
Yeah, but it isn't.
But barrel sponges are the coolest. Now, I have seen those during the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they look, you know, they call them smokers. So when they spawn, it looks like a smokestack coming out of a giant barrel sponge.
Right.
And that is really cool. You get a picture, you know, you have someone.
That's a little different, though, because those are sponges, not coral.
Well, is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Barrel sponge is a sponge, not a coral.
Well, aren't they part of the same kind of?
I don't know if barrel sponges would spawn during a coral spawn, or if there's something else that lines those up.
Good point. I don't know either. But they
that
smoke.
Doesn't keep us from guessing.
That's right. And you know, it's cool to see. Anyway, that's going on at least down here. In Florida and in the Keys, possibly this weekend. They think it has something to do, or it does have something to do with a full moon, which I think we're in a full moon phase right now, aren't we?
We just saw the full moon. Full moon
maybe it's just
was
right
this
after.
Week.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, it was a blue moon.
Maybe that's what it is. It's the blue moon.
It's the fourth full moon in a 3-month period. It's a blue moon.
Hmm. So
a
good time
moon in a month.
To go on a night dive and see the coral spawn. Now, also this week, kind of like night dives, I guess they would come out at night, is ghost sharks. You know, Sci-Fi put out Sharknado a month or two ago, which was a huge hit. This week I caught Ghost Shark. I don't know if this was a follow-up to Sharknado or had to be from the same idiots that came up with Sharknado, surely.
Ghost Shark.
And basically, I you know, it's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back again, but I did watch it, so you don't have to. That's kind of what I have to do as your dive guide here at Scuba Radio.
So it was a shark that was ghostly, or a ghost that seemed like a shark?
Yes.
Is it a real shark or not a real shark?
Well, it's a ghost shark. You tell me. Hell if I know.
So it is a shark that used to live but no longer lives and now is haunting the ocean.
It's not just haunting the ocean, it's haunting water. This ghost shark could attack you from
shower.
A cup of water from the office water cooler. That is an impressive shark, my friend. That is an impressive shark.
I'm glad you watched it for me.
Water sprinklers go off when someone accidentally sets them off with a lighter.
Ghost shark.
Look out. He's coming your way.
But he'd be little if he was in a cup of water.
Oh, he's a ghost shark. He can be any size he wants, at least according to the movie.
And he can kill you?
Oh, he had a tendency to attack, and when he would attack, he would take off entire half of a body.
So
one gulp, and it just leave the rest of the torso quivering or wandering around.
Where did that body part go?
It went to where ghost body parts go. It was this, you know, obviously when they come up with these storylines for these movies, Bill, they're just on some kind of hallucinogenic that God knows should not be legal, but obviously is somewhere, or they're getting away with it wherever they're writing that stuff, man.
What if the shark was like a ghost,
yeah,
man?
You know, Casper the Friendly Ghost, let's replace Casper and make him up.
Hey,
shark, man.
Hey.
What?
Doritos.
Doritos?
I need the Doritos, man.
No, I'm reading them, man.
I'm reading the
back of it. It says
that's
you can
good
do
good idea, man.
We can do this and write, you know, shark movies all day and eat Doritos.
That's cool.
Yeah, it says it right here on the bag. I got
that's
it in Seattle.
Awesome. You know, maybe every time there's water, there could be like a ghost shark, man.
Yeah.
Where could there
no,
be
water?
No,
that's stupid, man.
Like the
that's
toilet?
That's stupid. What do you, you
like
know, it's
toilet?
Already been done, man. It's like Jaws, man. You know?
Jaws was a real shark.
Wait a minute. What if the shark could, like, attack you from any water, man?
Any water, man.
Like, you know, you're in your bathtub, dude. And, like, You know, you're taking a bath, and all of a sudden the ghost shark comes up out of the bathtub and eats you.
That'd be so cool.
Sweet, huh?
Doritos.
We're sorry. We're just trying
actual
to...
Actual recreation.
Yes. That was from a scene.
That appeared in
and
sci-fi.
Scene, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So ghost shark on sci-fi, I don't know. You got to give them credit for being creative.
No, you do not.
Or,
and that is not creative. Crazy. That's just stupid.
Creative or crazy. I'm giving them a choice. It's so absurd, though. I don't think any of these movies are doing any damage to the reputation of the shark. Thank goodness. So at least we're beyond that, aren't we? It's not like Jaws all over again. It's a whole different animal. And thing that we don't got to really worry about it, giving sharks a bad name. But look, I watched it so you don't have to, and you're welcome.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Please put on your 3D glasses whenever you see this symbol.
Here you go, darling.
Off the coast of Southern California, a great white shark lunges at its prey. Its instincts honed over 400 million years of evolution, it's one of the most awesome and dangerous predators in the sea. But in the shadow of the great white shark lurks another, even more terrifying beast.
Kind of translucent.
Ghost shark!
Yeah, it was really bad. But once again, you know, I waste 2 hours of my life so you don't have to. It's just what I do. I'm nice that way.
And Tara Reid was not in this movie in
no.
a white shirt.
No, there was the guy. There was an old drunk guy in it. And I think it was that old Neanderthal-looking guy from Night Court. What's his name?
Richard Mall?
Might be him. Might have been him. I'm not positive. It was either him or the dude from Shannon.
Bowser. Grease for Peace, baby.
Yeah. One of those guys. I couldn't remember. But, you know, at least either one of those guys has work for him. So, God bless him for it. All right. So, Ghost Shark is something you don't need to see. And at least it's not hurting, Shark's image because it's just so absurd. So that's good. We got a couple little emails we got to get to catch up with some people that have been shooting us some things, do some shout-outs, that kind of things. But first, Let's find out where our mermaids are. I know one of them is in Texas.
Where are my mermaids at?
One's in Texas, in Corpus Christi. We could give her exact location if she wants us to. I'm not so sure. Because it is, you know, the coral are spawning. I don't know if that means mermaids are spawning this weekend as well.
I think as an endangered species, I think that the Fish and Wildlife Commission has actually tagged all of our mermaids so they can be found using satellite.
Interesting. Okay,
you have to know the access code, and if you'd like it, you can send me $50 in a stamped self-addressed envelope.
Yes.
To
well,
build
mermaid
a producer.
Tiffany great. Does have a tag. I don't know where they put it, but we probably don't want to know.
Oh, well, I've got a couple ideas.
Yeah, shush. But Tiffany is with us, live from Texas.
Yep.
How are you, Tiff? How you doing?
I'm good. Well, we were just hanging out at Fajitaville, which was interesting, to say the least.
Wait, in whatville? Mosquitoville? Is that what she said?
Not Mosquitoville, Fajitaville.
Fajitaville.
Fajitaville. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Fajitaville.
So the home of the Fiji.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let them.
Yummy. Yummy. So are you're right there hanging out on the beach and just beaching it this weekend, or what are you doing there, Tiff?
Yeah, we finally made our way down here. I'm down here with my Aunt Di. We decided to do a last-minute trip, and we're like, let's go to Texas. And finally made our way down to Corpus Christi after, 3 days of doing wine tasting. It took us a while to get down here. That was highly successful, though. But we finally made our way down to the beach. Now we're just soaking up the sun and kind of hanging out, you know, because diving can be a little exhausting at times. So we figured we would surf on our tan this week. So.
Okay, yeah, mermaids have to work on their tan because God knows, you know, when they're in the sea too long, you know, they could get burned if they don't have a nice base.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
And you know, it is... Supposedly, the coral are spawning. Are you spawning as well, Tiff? Or would you rather leave that off the air?
I am not spawning at the moment, Greg.
It's too early in the day. Maybe later on. No, we kid. We kid. Tiffany is a good girl. She or a good mermaid in many ways. But so you're on the coast. Are you seeing any divers off the coast of Texas? I don't really know a whole lot about the diving there. Or what?
Surprisingly enough, there's not, I mean, along the beach and stuff, I haven't even seen a dive shop yet. I think you have to go farther out and not in the actual, Gulf part. You have to go out to, Port Aransas and stuff for the more clear water. We saw a couple options to do some rig diving, which would have been really kind of cool because I've never done that before.
Rig diving,
they only dive, they only go out, once a week, so.
Ah, okay.
And they were all good. So,
you go out to the oil rigs, and then you got this area out there off the coast of Texas, the flower gardens, but I'm guessing that must be a long way off, too. I know those are the two things.
Yeah, that one, I think you have to go to South Padre Island or something. I don't know. It was we booked our flight first, and then we'll figure out something to do. We can find diving. It's in Texas, right on the coast, and it wasn't as easy it is when we go to our tropical vacation island.
Right.
So if you ever come down here, make sure you figure out your diving stance first.
In advance. Exactly. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
will.
Best of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to do some more trips. Are you ready to come down to Florida? Maybe doing a little mermaid lobster action thing going on here? We got a plan.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a year, Greg. So.
Have you ever caught lobster? Though, Tiffany, that's my question. Have you ever tried to hunt lobster? But you have nothing against that. Some of our mermaids are veggies. They're vegetarians, and they're not real keen on going after fellow crustaceans that they share the ocean with. But, Tiffany, I don't know. You're not really like that. You're kind of I'll eat it. Is that kind of how you feel about lobster or what?
I'm not the biggest fan of lobster.
If you could
good.
Put it into a fajita,
they
though.
Eat, but I'll go get them. I don't have a problem with that
all right.
at all.
You'll hunt them, but you don't necessarily eat them. You're not a fan?
I will hunt them and kill them and just leave them for dead on the beach.
I'll just give them to someone else, to a fellow mermaid who likes to eat them.
Okay.
So I'll kill them.
All right. I don't think you just haven't had the right lobster.
That could be it.
Yeah, you got to have them cooked up correctly. If you haven't, you can cook up a lobster the right way, make it taste like a steak. Absolutely.
You cannot make it taste like a steak.
Yes, you can.
You cannot make it taste like a steak.
That Greg the Dive Master is cooking for Mermaid Tiffany.
Yes, so. We can make this happen. No, you can.
You're on the hook.
Yeah, I got a little recipe that if I broil them up just right with a proper seasoning, I swear, Bill, you'll think you're eating like filet mignon. You'll be going, good. Yeah.
Filet mignon. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, no. This is, he's got himself a filet mignon.
Yes.
That's what it is. A little tiny man. He shaves pieces off of.
Beetle,
a filet mignon.
Beetle.
He's yellow.
Okay.
He's got one eyeball.
Well, I don't even respond to that, to be honest with you.
And yeah,
you're not supposed to know.
Uh-huh.
You just do what you got to do. That's how it is.
That's right. Well, have any of the local boys there in Texas been coming up to you and saying, hey, you know, I know it's a Coral Spawn tonight. What do you say? You know, are you getting any of those kind of pickup lines there, Tiffany, or no?
Not yet. Maybe it's the language barrier thing, because a lot of them speak Spanish, so they could be saying that, and I don't know. I'm just like, no thanks, I'm allergic, whatever you say.
No thanks, I'm allergic. That's she practices that before she goes to Fajitaville.
Yes.
No thanks, yeah. I'm allergic.
Exactly. See?
I understand now. I understand.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. And you know, the ladies listening right now have a new way to protect themselves from.
I don't know. You know, it's let them down easy. You know.
Let them down easy. Okay.
No thanks. You're creeping me out. Like, I'm allergic, and they kind of feel bad for you. You know.
Hey, mamacita, can I make you feel better? No, thanks. I'm allergic.
Achoo! I sneeze on you. Okay, well, there you go. Now you know at least one of our mermaid secrets. And all we can say is we're sorry.
Wow.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Folks, some shout outs here on the show today. You know, this week I was dry docked. I had a little issue with some minor skin cancer, not a big deal, but I got to get it scraped and cut, and it's a pain in the butt. But I can't dive. I actually get cleared and get the stitches out on Monday, and I'm good to go. In this downtime from diving, I've been catching up on a bunch of pictures and old videos and kind of consolidating some hard drives and stuff. And sure enough, I found out I had two hard drives that were dead. And I got to thank Kroll OnTrack, K-R-O-L-L, OnTrack Data Recovery Services for making sure we didn't lose some classic pictures from back in the day of doing the show for 16 years, because we salvaged everything. And I just shipped off this hard drive that wasn't working at all. And a few days later, they send me back a form or email and says, okay, we got all your files here. How you want them, on a hard drive or whatever? Amazing, amazing thing to know that if your hard drives do go down, which is a computer guy's nightmare, that you can get it back thanks to a company like Kroll OnTrack. That's K-R-O-L-L, OnTrack. Rob and the gang out there really helped us out this week. And then Big Daddy at Fiji, he's one of the dive masters at Fiji, Aquatrek there on the Big Island. he has no idea that he needs to thank those guys too, because I just so happen to be working on this stuff, and I get an email. This is from like 7 years ago, Bill, when we went to Fiji the first time. Big Daddy emails me, says, hey, you got any pictures of me and the mermaids? I'm like, from 7 years ago? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'd like some pictures of me back when I was young and fit.
Right. And lo and
with
behold,
mermaids.
Because I was doing that this week, there it was. I had it. I just pulled them right up. I was like, and they were great pictures. So I shipped them off to him via email, and he was very grateful. So
hey, while
shout
you're
out
there,
to Big Daddy there, and hopefully he enjoys his mermaid pics.
While you're there, can you check with Kroll OnTrack, see if there are any pictures of me with hair?
They don't go back that far. That was before computers were invented.
Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 45. Sea anemone really appreciate it when you pronounce their name correctly. Anemone. And nananamama.
This is starting to irritate me.
Manamana.
Don't make me smack you.
Manamana. Don't start me. I'm here till Thursday. Hey, don't forget to try the veal. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And today we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network in the studio. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's all good, Greg. How are you?
Busy.
Yeah? With what?
Surprisingly, with a lot of people who listen to Scuba Radio who aren't divers, but would like to be.
Fantastic. Well, what kind of questions do they have?
Well, mostly about how to get started. So I thought we might talk a bit about that today.
That works for me.
So what do you recommend as a starting point for finding a dive center or instructor?
The same starting point we all use. Recommendations from friends or someone else you respect and trust. Maybe it's another diver, or maybe it's someone who knows a diver.
And if the person doesn't have anyone to make a recommendation?
Most of us just then look for a local dive shop as a starting point.
What should a new diver look for in a dive shop?
Any reputable dive operation should be affiliated with a recognized certification agency. It doesn't matter whether it's PADI, NAWI, SSI, or any of the others, but it should be a recognized agency.
All of the agencies are really good about setting training standards, and every one of them can teach you what you need to know. I've seen great divers from all of them.
Me too.
So even if it's easy to identify the training agency affiliation, it can still be pretty intimidating to walk into a dive shop.
You're right. It's full of unfamiliar equipment designed to take you to an unfamiliar environment. Of course, that's what's great about it, too.
Heck yeah. How do you navigate such unfamiliar territory, though? What questions should a prospective diver be asking?
The first one I'd ask is, what are the class options? Are they taught during the week or on the weekends? Are they available online?
A lot of agencies are offering that option now, right?
Yeah. People need the flexibility of being able to build classes into their schedule, and an online option allows that. Dan is also working to offer it with their training programs. But no matter how much entry-level coursework you do online, there should still be a confined water and open water portion where you learn your skills. You still need time with an instructor.
How about the size of the class?
Ooh, that's a great question. Some people like a large class. Others want to share it with just a few other students. Still others want a private class, so definitely ask about those options until you find the one that suits you.
What about components included with the class?
That's a crucial question. Absolutely ask, what's included with the class price? Does the price include training materials, or do you have to purchase them separately? Does the operation supply your gear, or will you have to buy it, if only the basics?
Define the basics.
Some operations like you to learn on your own gear, and so they ask you to purchase your own mask, snorkel, and fins. This is a great approach, used by a lot of dive centers, so don't think it's unusual. But do remember that it should be a safety and comfort reinforcement issue, not something that makes you feel pressured.
What about the bigger items, like tanks and BCDs?
These should be provided by your operation. Definitely don't feel pressured into buying them at any time.
What about the open water dives?
It's a great idea to ask about them. They may be referred to as open water dives, certification dives, or even checkout dives. But whatever they're called, get the details up front. Sometimes they're done locally, but sometimes travel's involved. It's important to know where they will be done and whether the cost of diving there is included in the cost of the course.
How about checking out the instructor?
Don't be shy. If the instructor's credentials aren't posted for the world to see, ask about what they are. Any reputable dive shop and instructor will welcome your questions, and they'll be happy to provide whatever information you need to feel comfortable.
If you want to, you can also call the instructor's certification agency and ask about them, right?
Sure. All the certification agencies will be able to tell you whether or not your prospective instructor is in good standing. The same is true if you want to ask about the dive shop itself.
What would you say is the most important thing about choosing a dive center or instructor?
I'd say it's to remember that diving is supposed to be fun, and that your dive shop and instructor are your introductions to it. So keep looking until you find one that makes you feel welcome, comfortable, informed, and excited about the adventure. There are so many options and great operations out there, you'll find the program that suits you.
Your instructor roots are showing.
Good.
Diving is a grand adventure, and it should be so from the start. Finding your dive center and instructor is a part of that adventure, so find one that fits what you need. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because any good operation understands and welcomes them. And when you find the one that works for you, jump in and join the club. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer. All right, so coming up, we're going to check in with Captain Slate and Key Largo. He supposedly, they might be filming this weekend for his new reality TV show. So we're going to find out what's going on with that, see if that is indeed going on, and what's the latest. What's the skinny? If nothing else, we'll find out what's going on as far as diving-wise down there in the Florida Keys. And if indeed he has already been, a coral spawn voyeur, because that's where I heard it was happening. It was down there in the Keys, where the coral are spawning. Also, this week you might have seen this story circulating through the web about this diver who got busted for smuggling marijuana, weed, underwater from Canada to the U.S.
From Canada to the United States at the Marysville Border Patrol Station. A Canadian man swam across or under the St. Clair River, and he carried behind him a PVC tube, which contained quite a few bags of marijuana.
Hmm. It seems like a lot of trouble to go through to do that. Not to
it
mention
had
the fact
8 pounds of marijuana.
8 pounds.
8 pounds. He had it tied off to a seawall.
But, that's 8 pounds of marijuana. That's zero underwater.
close.
Yeah.
He had to have weighted it.
It was 8 pounds of marijuana or a weight belt.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that water's cold. So, obviously, he's a little crazy. I don't know. I would think there would be much more efficient ways to smuggle illegal substances through customs and things like that than trying to give divers a bad name.
I don't think that was his purpose. I think his purpose was to just smuggle the marijuana. I think he intended on not getting caught.
You think?
Yeah, it's kind of like the end of Johnny Dangerously. I was counting on a lot of missing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, just to answer a lot of the emails that I received this week, no, it wasn't me.
No, you're not available for swimming across the St. Clair River, whether or not you have a shipment scheduled or not.
I will not be hired as your mule, so quit emailing me. Quit calling. Is that right? Is mule is the proper term?
I think mule is the, except for you're not going to.
It wouldn't be a mule. It'd be some kind of water creature.
Yep, sea cow.
Maybe.
I will not be your sea cow.
I will not be your manatee. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So that was a kind of a crazy story this week.
Yes.
I got to thank the folks over at ReefSafe. I mentioned earlier that I've been dry docked. I had a little minor skin cancer thing. It's just basal cell stuff. Basically, every 6 months, I got to go see the dermatologist because I'm very fair skinned. And back in the day, I've like sunscreen. Why the heck do you got to wear that for? Back then...
My eyes really pop when my face is bright red.
Yeah. When I was a small child, back in the day...
Hey, remember?
Yeah.
Back when I was a youngster back there in '07.
I didn't know about this whole sunscreen thing.
We would go outside in the sun. Yeah, the sun was cooler then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it well.
I'm paying for it now. So every 6 months I go in to see Dr. Moskowitz. And he freezes my...
Fievel Moskowitz is your...
that's it.
Your dermatologist.
That's him.
Fievel Moskowitz.
Yep.
Fievel goes west and opens a dermatology practice.
Yep. Yep. And he grabs this can of spray, freeze stuff, and he like freezes all these little things on my face, you know, like my nose and eyeballs and things and
ears.
Yeah. You know, I look like I've stuck my head in a beehive.
Yes.
For like, you know, the week after. It's quite irritating. And then every once in a while he finds out, well, got to do a little scrape here. I'm like, oh, not again. And so they send that little scrape off, and then they go, okay, yeah, it's this basal cell stuff, which is like a precancer. And so the only way supposedly to get rid of that is you got to cut it out.
Well, you're going to have a good story about this scar that you've got on your neck. That's the key.
Oh, yeah.
Saber wound.
Help me.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
Yeah, Dr. Sylvia Earle, she's, playing some music there with Jimmy Buffett. Buffett has a new CD out this week. I don't know if there's any diving references. Songs from Saint Elsewhere, or no, that's not right. It's Songs from Saint Somewhere. That's what it is, the new Buffett CD. I got to find out if he's made any diving or snorkeling references in his new CD. He's usually pretty good for that kind of stuff. So, I'm a fan. I like Jimmy. Who doesn't, right? Come on. All right, so this weekend, supposedly there's some coral spawning and some diving for some folks that are looking for that particular type of activity, like diving voyeurs that are looking for this. And I've heard this is going on down in the Keys, as well as some other interesting news. And our man in the know, definitely in Key Largo, is Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. He is on Scuba Radio right now. And that kind of sets the mood for the coral, is when Captain Slate does his recall sound there.
It's the Barry White of choral music. When they hear this.
Yeah, it puts them in the mood.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, doesn't it, everybody? Captain Slate, how are you?
Hey, brings them out every time. That's why I've never missed a coral spawn. I just get right over next to the coral head and explode, and they come popping out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what to think about that, and that's kind of a mental picture that I probably didn't need, and neither did any of our listeners. But that's okay. That's just what he does, and God bless him for it. So we'll talk about coral spawn in a minute, but before we get to that, Captain Slate, you got to tell me, are you doing any filming this weekend or no for this new show or what?
Yeah, the producer was down Thursday. We didn't actually do any filming. He's trying to put together some more issues that are, I guess, scenes and things he wants to add to the pilot that we did. So we're still not all the way there yet, but he's redoing the pilot with some additions and trying to sell it to True TV and to Animal Planet. So we're still hopeful we're going to rock and roll with this thing. They are.
Yeah, try and sell it to Sci-Fi. They will buy any piece of garbage.
Sci-Fi, I like it.
Yeah,
that probably will work.
Well, I just watched Ghost Shark. What could there be?
Slate NATO.
I like it! Slate NATO.
I'm going to call him up as soon as we finish.
There you go. Absolutely. All right. So
even have a tagline for him.
Uh-oh. What is it?
I do. This is going to work out perfectly.
Are you sure?
Slate NATO, try not to get any on you.
You know what? I think that might play on the Food Network. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, we got a new producer. I'm going to call him up right and tell him.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, we'll have to wait and see how that unfolds there, but that's going to be a great TV show once they get it filmed and on network TV. I have no doubt. So, Captain Slate, about the coral spawn. So, are you guys running any special trips yourself there at Captain Slate, St. Lawrence?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, Elena Zamont, who is the doc, the PhD research biologist that originally predicted this from Rosensteel, and God, I'll say at least 91 or 2, yeah, and came down here and we went out. So we're going to go out tomorrow night, the 25th, 26th, 27th. You go out 2 to 3 nights,
yeah,
just in case you don't get it the first night or you just get a partial spawn, because the area we go in is a big collection of coral heads and 10 to 15 feet of water. It's just relatively shallow, but it is amazing.
It looks like an underwater snowstorm, doesn't it?
Upside down snowstorm. Once these coral heads, it's called synchronized spawning. Once one portion, like one little area, an inch of the reef starts to, or that coral head starts to spawn, the entire coral head, and I mean, just 10,000 of these little gambits, they call them, these little eggs, come out of the coral head.
You know, I had a similar circumstance with synchronized spawning when I dated a girl that was in a sorority when I was in college.
Yeah, and the whole
the whole
sorority went at the same time.
Something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was some sort of synchronization.
Well,
that's all I remember.
So we're not going to make this X-rated. I'll stick with your synopsis of it.
So, yeah, this only happens like once a year. Is that the deal? It's like an old married couple. It only has sex once a year. Or what? How's that work?
It's like Santa Claus once a year, and it's usually 6 to 8 days after the full moon in August.
Okay.
It's that week. And I got to tell you, in the 22 years that we've been going out there, except 2 that we got blown out, it's happened. And it's amazing. It is amazing. If you've ever seen our video on our webpage, Frazier had never seen it. And he'd been filming for, God, 30 years, and he'd never seen it until he moved back to the Keys. And he just was amazed. I mean, amazed somebody that's in the business of filming underwater beautiful stuff. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that is cool. Now, it happens just this one time, this one week out of the year.
Right.
And is it just coral, or is this also when you see the sponges? Because because Greg was talking about that earlier with the smokers and the sponges. Do they do it at the same time, too, or?
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
we don't see that at night. I've seen sponges in the daytime.
Right. That's what I've seen.
They do their smoking thing. I don't know why it's daytime. Mm-hmm. We figure the eggs, no one's going to. You know, the smoking thing is not something fish can eat, of course. And I'll tell you, the fish are in a little trance because they can eat these eggs. And we figure part of the reason that they do it, of course, at night and late at night is for protection. So they don't get all the eggs eaten.
Sure, sure. The fish have to sleep. So they do their thing, and then maybe more eggs survive. That makes sense. I'd buy that. So when you're going out on these dives, Captain Slade, do you ever feel a little voyeuristic, a little dirty, or I don't know? I mean, does he creep you out a little bit?
He may feel that way anyway. I mean, it's separate from the whole circumstance.
Yeah.
I feel that way every time I'm on a dive boat.
Yeah, there you go. See, this is why he's getting his own TV show, right there. Yeah, he's the man. CaptainSlade.com. Go there and book a dive with Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. Whether it's coral, spawn, creature feature, or more, he will definitely take care of you, and you'll have a great time diving down there in Key Largo. Okay, more coming up in Hour 2. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We're going to find out where in the world is Jerry next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.